I want you to ask yourself this. Why is who you are and what you do not enough? Why is it the little things that you do each day to take care of your family, to take care of yourself, to connect with the people who matter most to you, to put good work out there without driving yourself insane, overthinking it? Why is that not enough? Are you only as valuable as your last accomplishment? Are you only as valuable as what other people say? Ask yourself what matters most to you, not what you think makes you more attractive, desirable, or successful in the eyes of your neighbor.
Hello and welcome to the Wit and Delight podcast. I'm your host, Kate Ahrens, founder of Wit and Delight. As a recovering perfectionist, mother of two, and juggler of many businesses, I know how hard it is to find time. Time to reflect on yourself, your choices, and who you're becoming. So I started this podcast to help myself and our readers find a little time each week to figure out our own truths and feel a little more comfortable in our own skin. So if you're new to this podcast, sometimes you'll find myself and a guest discussing where life and style intersect and how the choices we make, both big and small, can help us find empowerment and self-discovery in unexpected places. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for supporting this new endeavor for Wit and Delight. And to stay up to date, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you're loving what you're hearing from me, please consider tossing us a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps us reach new audiences and connect with new listeners. Okay, now for today's episode.
I used to run every morning. I didn't miss it 7 days a week. It started out as a healthy habit, but quickly turned into an obsession, one where I would beat myself up if I didn't get that 8 miles in under 1 hour. One day at the gym, a coworker of mine saw me running feverishly on the treadmill and later asked earnestly, "Kate, what exactly is it that you are running from?" It kind of struck me as a little bit insulting, but he had a point. I was running like my life depended on it. That question has always stuck with me, even to this day. It cuts through all of the excuses and good intentions that shrouded a very deep-seated fear of mine. So what was it that I was really running to avoid? I was running from the fear of losing my identity. Because at the time, my status was how far I could run, how strong I could be, how much I could do in a day, how much I could accomplish in my life. And without those benchmarks, I feared I was nothing at all. We as a culture have collectively decided to brand our work ethos. If you aren't hustling, what are you doing? If your product service identity is not selling in your Etsy shop or being liked on Insta, and you aren't committing yourself to all of this 24/7, does it even count? At what point did we all agree that busyness is next to godliness? And what if we as a culture stop being busy and just start being? We're certainly starting to see that shift happen. Sometimes we stay busy to avoid confronting who we are without all the doing. So before we break our bad habits and start getting busy with purpose, I want you to ask yourself this. Why is who you are and what you do not enough? Why is it the little things that you do each day to take care of your family, to take care of yourself, to connect with the people who matter most to you, to put good work out there without driving yourself insane, overthinking it? Why is that not enough? Are you only as valuable as your last accomplishment? Are you only as valuable as what other people say? Ask yourself what matters most to you, not what you think makes you more attractive, desirable, or successful in the eyes of your neighbor. It all starts with prioritizing what is important to you, finding ways that already shows up in your life, and being grateful for that. It's how you break free from being a victim of your schedule and what you think people want you to do and become the master of the life that you want. This month on Wit and Delight, we are kicking off a new relationship with productivity. We won't be defined by our to-do list anymore, nor will we be managed by the fear of not living up to the expectations of those in our periphery. we're going to get back to being driven by curiosity and purpose, and by the will and desire to make a difference, not the obsession with checking off benchmarks or KPIs. We're going to explore a different way to work, one that aligns our paychecks, our values, and our skill sets with the path of least resistance. And you want to know what? It's going to feel uncomfortable. We're going to get uncomfortable with this discomfort because there are a lot of unknowns when you do things because you value them. It's really hard to know if you're doing well if you take away the value of likes on Instagram or getting a note of praise from your boss. All of those things are important, but they cannot be the reason you drive yourself to work before you drive yourself to connect with your values and the people that you care about the most. And oftentimes, that means connecting with yourself. I personally have really been looking at this month as a way to remember that I have a pause button when I have this instinct to go too far, to work too much, to worry too much, to become enveloped in an obsession with what my job says about who I am as a person. Because we're more than the things we check off in a day. We're more than what our job title speaks. We're more than what our social media profile says about what and who we are and what and who we love. So I hope you can join us on Wit and Delight as we're sharing stories about what happens after the work gets done and the time after we tackle our to-do lists. There's going to be stories about when to set boundaries, when to drop them, essays on why some of us need to be busy, and thought starters on how we can collectively change the larger perception of where we find our value. Because sometimes the most productive thing we can do is absolutely nothing at all. Thanks for listening today. I hope it was a nice little way to start your weekend. I would love to hear more about what you think about turning your back to hustle culture, or at least putting it in its place. It's a great way to get the motivation to get stuff done, but it cannot be a defining character feature. We're more than being busy. Okay, I'll talk to you next week.